Now, I don't know if you probably saw it yourself on your TV screens, these rat bags that it completely shut down virtually whole cities, but particular areas of cities that are normally bustling with people working for their incomes, paying tax. Taxes which from time to time support people who are unemployed for whatever reason. And clearly now there's lots of people that have plenty of time up their sleeve that can go down there and completely disrupt movement. And the cost of that to people personally, individually, and of course to us as a community is just staggering. And it infuriates everybody. But does anything effective done about it? Oh, no. And they get the chance to brag about their appalling behaviour to the nation. And they say, oh, we have a very important cause. You know, it's usually about, I don't know, climate change or whatever. This case, I think it was climate change, if I remember rightly. But just fundamental Fruit Loops. Listen to this. Blockade Australia activists have vowed to come back again, despite two protesters being charged after demonstrations temporarily blocked coal shipments at ports in Newcastle, Melbourne and Brisbane. It's becoming a national lunacy. Amid calls for governments to crack down on disruptive protests, climate protesters blocked the Port of Brisbane motorway on Monday morning with one scaling a pole affecting all inbound and outbound lanes. Look, I'm not going to go on with that. You saw it on your TV screens. I will quote Matt Canavan here. Queensland Senator Matt Canavan said, quote, governments must crack down on these out-of-control green activists. Their childish behaviour risks lives and must be stopped. I won't go on with this because it makes your blood boil that nothing's worthwhile is being done about this madness. Anyway, I've got Senator Matt on the line here, the Nationals' Senator Matt Canavan. Matt, good morning.
G'day, John. How are you, mate?
I'm well, but I'm pleased you're echoing the feelings of people saying this is outrageous. This, why do they have the right to cause so much misery to so many tens of thousands of Australians, just fundamentally on a whim, and a very flimsy whim at that?
Yeah, they shouldn't have that right, John. Their freedoms and liberties should be taken away from them if they're going to act like this, because everyone has a right to have their view, everyone has a right to express their view, even have the right to protest and peacefully have your view by marching down the street, what have you. But you do not have a right to disrupt other people going about their day. You do not have a right to latch yourself onto dangerous work sites, putting not just your own safety at risk, but including the safety of those who have to come and rescue you from your stupidity. This happens too many times. I'm sick and tired of government saying they're going to do something and they're not doing anything. A few years ago, you might remember, they were super-gluing themselves to the streets. They seem to have stopped that. Maybe they found out or worked out that super glue actually, get this, super glue is made from fossil fuels. So it was all, I love the irony of them using the very thing they're campaigning against to campaign against it. But they've stopped doing that. But when that was happening, Anastasia Palaszczuk came out and she said she's going to pass new laws and going to clamp down on this conduct. And that just hasn't happened. And as I say, those people doing these things this week, they should be put away. They should be locked up because what they're doing is against the law and the law should be applied.
Let me ask you this. Is there an awareness, perhaps, or a fear among our government representatives? Oh, we don't want to offend these people because they might be supporters of our position in government or whatever. How can they dare be so gutless when these huge swathes of well-meaning people off to work, etc., for a start, they've got the emotional stress of not being able to go about their business. They're hooked up for a couple of hours. They've got sometimes family at home. They've got to make other arrangements. Sometimes they're short-taken and have to go for a wee or a poo or whatever. And it's an absolute nightmare. But the government seem to support the people causing this misery.
Well, they're just not doing enough to fight back against it. It seems to be lip service when they do seek to say something and getting it. And then, of course, there's this ultimate irony that it's these morons are blocking the very products being exported, like coal, which is funding the Queensland government's budget. All that money they've been able to splash out in the last few weeks has all, of course, come from the wealth being produced by our coal industry. And if you don't let those ships out, if they're not being loaded, and if that gets disrupted, you don't get that revenue that is providing the relief to electricity bills. And obviously, these activists want to stop all that wealth being produced. They want to make us very much poorer. as a state, not be able to afford as many things. That's their view. But if the Queensland government does actually support those wealth-producing industries, like they say they do, they should be enforcing the law here and enforcing it to its full extent. That's just not happening right now, and that's why, of course, this behaviour keeps on going. There's also a great irony here, John, that it's happening in one of the coldest weeks we've ever experienced. I was playing soccer this morning in Canberra at -6 degrees. I wish some of this global warming these guys are warning about just starts turning up.
One final point. I hope you're not the lone ranger speaking out about this insanity, are you?
Look, I can't speak for others. John, as I say, every now and again, when the pressure builds, governments do pay lip service to the fact they're going to do something, but it just doesn't seem to translate into action. So good on you for raising this issue. We've got to try and hold them to account to act on this. I know many of my colleagues down here in Canberra feel the same way, but it's now up to the Labor governments here federally and then the state level to do this. We did get serious. You might remember there was a bunch of animal activists a few years ago who were just marching onto people's farms.
Yes.
Just like hordes of them.
Yes.
Invading people's farms, but invading their homes. We did, when we were in government, pass laws to make that an offence, in fact, to make any communication about organising such an event an offence, and that's pretty much gone away. It can happen. It can work.
Yeah.
So just some greater enforcement laws here, I reckon we'll get on with our lives. And
yes.
These guys can do what they need to do on Facebook, on social media. They can, as I say, even have protest marches in the streets, but you've got to do that in a peaceful way.
Good on you, Matt. Thank you.
Thanks so much, John.
That's Senator Matt Canavan with the Nationals, based in Rocky in Queensland.